Frontline Report, news and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. The confusion factor. Details after this.
I'm Art Linkletter. I believe in close family ties. You know, one way to make it happen is for the whole family to play games together, particularly Milton Bradley games. You know, I've been working with Milton Bradley for over 15 years, so I know they make games the whole family can enjoy. Like Memory, the game that tests your memory skills by locating and matching cards. And then there's Password, the fascinating word association game. And Concentration, which requires a lot of concentration to match numbered slides. Both Password and Concentration are based on famous TV shows, and both are now out in brand new editions. Games that teach, games that have exciting play value. They're the kind Milton Bradley has always made. That's why I so wholeheartedly recommend Memory, Password, and Concentration for your family. And all the other fine Milton Bradley games. They'll give many, many hours of enjoyment, and maybe even help bring the family a little closer together.
A small part of today, President Nixon will spend to call attention to what he says are accomplishments in protecting the American wilderness for future generations. A larger part of the day, he may spend seeking to cut the confusion factor in other areas of policymaking. Example, happening, what's going to happen to the economy? The president and his chief economic advisor continue to say inflation easing isn't going to be any serious economic slump. Working people, on the other hand, say they are having increasingly difficult times making ends meet. Independent economists say there no longer is any question in their minds that an economic slump is coming. It's only a question of how bad it's going to be. Steel prices take a big jump. A rank and file Americans are confused. So, apparently, is the stock market. Another example, policy to meet the energy crisis. Exactly what the policy is, who is running it, and how it is to be carried out remain mysteries to many oil company executives, never mind the average man and woman. Reports of bureaucratic boondoggling are widespread. One oil company executive, a longtime Nixon supporter, reported to CBS News that he has spent days trying to get telephone calls and letters answered to the policy. After visiting what he said was Nixon administration energy crisis decision-making headquarters, the Washington representative claims to have viewed disorder reminiscent of the Greeks' retreat from Babylon. Yet another example, what Mr. Nixon and some of his military men have called Operation Candor. This, you may recall, is the operation the Nixon administration said would deal, quote, fully and forthrightly with questions concerning Watergate. This operation began November 9th, a meeting of the president with seven friendly congressional Republicans. Mr. Nixon followed with a series of such meetings, from which came comments ranging from, quote, open and freewheeling to, quote, an air of fantasy. Senator William Brock of Tennessee, for example, described a November 13th two-hour 20-minute session with key Republican senators and the president as, quote, more comments than questions. From the November 14th meeting came reports that the president suggested that Elliot Richardson had not been telling the truth about Richardson's role in events surrounding the president's firing of Special Prosecutor Cox. Mr. Nixon was quoted as having used the word perjury in discussing Richardson's statements. White House Public Relations operative Kenneth Clawson later denied the president made any such references. November 20th, the president told Republican governors in Memphis that about Watergate and related crimes, so far as he could tell, there would be no more bombshells. The next day, Mr. Nixon's lawyers were in court saying 18 minutes of Watergate tape evidence were missing. Monday of this week, the president met with a bipartisan group of senators. Democratic Senator J. Bennett Johnston of Louisiana came out of it saying the president had said he would disclose his tax returns. But, hold on, Mr. Nixon's regular official White House spokesman these days, Gerald Warren, claimed yesterday that there must be some misunderstanding, indicating that while the president does plan to make some tax information available, he has not yet decided about making public his actual tax returns. Confusion? When asked about confusion on economic policy, the energy crisis, and Operation Candor, presidential aides generally react along the lines of, confusion? What confusion? There is little or no confusion around here. Now, that may be, and the point of this report is not to say they are wrong. It is to point out that if confusion does not exist in the White House inner sanctum, a lot of people on the outside certainly have been given the wrong impression. Now, please, this message.
This is Pat Summerall here on behalf of True Value Hardware Stores. When you shop True Value Hardware Stores, you can be assured of getting the best of two worlds, brand name selection at money-saving prices, and the personal service you'd expect from a neighborhood merchant. Because your True Value Hardware dealer is precisely that, a hometown merchant who is a member of the nation's largest hardware chain. Shop at your local True Value hardware store. True Value, not just a name, it's a way of doing business. Stop in and get acquainted.
I don't let my family run to the medicine chest every time something bothers them. But if my husband, or one of the big ones, tells me his head hurts and his stomach feels upset, then I go get the Alka-Seltzer. It has specially buffered aspirin with antacids, made for just those things. If he still doesn't feel all right, I'll call the doctor, because nothing else I can give him works better than Alka-Seltzer. Mother has to know these things.
Alka-Seltzer. Use only as directed.
Dan Rather on First Line Report from CBS News.